This is episode 1027. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I want to welcome you to part 4 of our 7-part weekly meditation series, where we're exploring many meditations for stillness this week. Every single day, we are exploring a different technique you can do as you experience stillness in a mini meditation. And this is all based on a challenge I issued you. So at the very beginning of the series, I issued you a challenge. If you're just joining us, no worries at all, because you can join in on any episode you want. Each episode has its own very distinct meditation technique that you can do. But at the very beginning of this series, I issued you a challenge, and I hope you are enjoying the challenge. I've heard from several of you telling me that things are going pretty well and that you are enjoying this challenge. In fact, you've seen how you could do this on a regular basis, and that's really what I hoped for you. I wanted you to see how to use these meditation techniques during the most stressful times of your day. And so that's what your challenge was all about. I challenge you to every day this week, take the meditation techniques I share with you and do them when you are most distracted, most stressed, most on someone else's schedule, and most maybe really irritated by the traffic or the people you're currently around. Do these techniques. And I want you to meditate, to try to sit down and gather yourself, focusing on yourself rather than being pulled into some drama or stress around you. Focus on yourself and give yourself a mini meditation. That is your challenge. Well, I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on this podcast. And as I mentioned, our techniques are always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. So I want to share with you this week's technique. I share techniques with you because these are for you to take into your own meditation. And of course, for today and for this week, to take into your most stressful moment of your day. So the technique I'll be sharing with you is a mudra. Now, if you're not sure what a mudra is, they are very similar to how yoga works for your body, or acupressure. You use your hands and you position your hands in very simple ways to activate your nervous system in a particular way. And this sends a signal to your brain. And it is amazing how mudras can be incredibly effective. I meditated for over a decade before I would even try mudras. I don't know why. I just thought, no, you know, that's just not my thing. These quick things you do, I don't think that there is probably any merit to it. Well, finally, I opened up to mudras, and now they are one of my go-to meditation techniques. Many other people, including you, tell me the same thing. So this is a fun thing to try that you can do, or you don't have to do. You can just do the visualization part of the technique that I share with you without doing the mudra. But you might want to try the mudra. If you want to see a photo of me holding my hand in the position of the mudra, then I encourage you to go to my Facebook page over at sipandom.com. And while you're there, you can ask to join our free private Facebook group for the Daily Meditation Podcast with other meditators. Just send me a message saying, hey, please add me to your group, and I'll do that. Well, the mudra that I want to share with you is called the Vajra Mudra. V-A-J-R-A, the Vajra Mudra. And this is a mudra that helps to stimulate circulation. So I decided to share this stimulating mudra with you because, for two reasons. First, it's great for your circulation. It helps you if you have really low blood pressure. This is a mudra that can help you. Now, if you have really high blood pressure, maybe you'd want to do a different mudra or just keep your hands rested on your lap with your palms upward or downward as you meditate. But if you want to do this mudra that's fantastic for your circulation as well as your digestion, then you could try the Vajra mudra. It's simple. All you do is with both hands placed on your lap or hanging at your side if you're standing up, you touch your fingers, all your fingertips to your thumb, to the tip of your thumb, and then just extend your index finger outward. So all of your fingers are touching your thumb with the exception of your index finger. And it's just your fingertips. In the tips of your fingers is where a lot of nerves are that help to activate these different emotions and responses within you. And so your index finger is just gently, not in a forced way, just gently extended outward. And your other fingers are touching your thumb. The tips of your fingers are touching your thumb tips. Again, doing this with both hands. That's it. So you rest your hands there in your lap and you are ready to do a meditation, or you're ready to do this technique too. Here's the other thing this technique does for you. Why I wanted to share this particular technique: it helps you to focus. So I know you're going to be doing this challenge and you are intentionally placing yourself in a distracting situation. So I wanted you to be able to focus as you followed your breath, calmed your mind and body. So this is a great mudra to help you do that. Now, as you're sitting there holding this mudra, maybe in the midst of some chaotic drama going on around you, you simply imagine there's a fireball right in your stomach, right in the pit of your stomach. And with each inhale, visualize fire flames warming you, helping you to focus, drawing you inward as they go up one side of your spine as you inhale. Inhaling deeply. And as you exhale, the flames rush back down to your fireball. They rush down the other side of your spine, gathering again in this fireball, this gently burning fireball with your energy, your passion, your focus. So you, if you're not doing the mudra, you could do this visualization with your breath. Inhaling up one side of your spine, visualizing a fireball illuminating you, bringing you this deep awareness and focus on your breath, on your body, on yourself. And as you exhale through your nose, sending the flames right back down, warming you, gathering again, rejoining with your fireball, your passion, your focus. So this is a special visualization to go with the Vajra Mudra. Isn't it fun to do these different techniques? They really work. They help to keep your mind focused when you need it most. So go do this technique. Try it out in a stressful location. Many have written they're doing it in a subway as they commute, or in a busy office. So try it. Go somewhere stressful and do this technique and see how it works for you. Go into our private Facebook group and tell us how you're doing. And if you would like to go a little deeper and be guided through a full meditation rather than just the technique, where you're actually guided in a meditation, full half-hour meditation, although you can stop it at any point. And I share those over at my website at sipandom.com. Again, it's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, and O-M, OM, like you would say at the end of yoga class. And there I have a membership site called Slow Down Nation. And you get access to over 1,000 meditations when you go there. And you also get a journal customized with a daily OM question for each day to focus your thoughts. You can write in the journal, or you could simply just reflect on each day's question. And you get a guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you, so you don't have to remember, what was that focus mudra? What are you supposed to visualize? And what was the breathing technique? What was the affirmation? It's organized nicely for you for each week. And you also get your own very private Facebook group with just the Slow Down Nation members. So that's an option for you if you just want a little bit more. Not everybody wants to go into a guided meditation. Sometimes the techniques are just enough. But for those who want to go a little deeper, that's always an option for you. If you are still listening, I would be very honored if you went over to iTunes and left a rating and review on how you're enjoying these techniques and insight that I share with you every day about meditation. I'd really enjoy hearing from you, and it helps me to know what you like and what you'd like more of. And it also helps other people. The more reviews a podcast has, the higher your podcast ranking. So that means people are more easily able to find you. So I would love that if you would do that. And thank you so much to those who have already left reviews. And now, don't forget the technique, the Vajra Mudra. Hold it for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, releasing it when you feel ready, visualizing a fireball in your stomach, glowing, warming you, keeping you focused, illuminated. As you inhale up one part of your spine and exhale down the other. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.